Hey guys, I hope that everyone is doing well. Today's episode is going to be a little different from what I've been putting out recently. So it's just been laid on my heart to do a quick episode in which we join hands, we join spirits, and we pray for Nigeria and the African continent. Today is the Independence Day of Nigeria. I'm Nigerian, and it's been laid on my spirit to just come on here and pray for Nigeria. Now, I understand that everyone isn't Christian and may not share the same faith as I do, and it's not my intention to alienate anyone or make anyone feel left out. However, I will be following the instructions that God gives me on this platform. So that's what I will be doing, is praying. And even if you're not Christian or you don't specifically believe in God, I invite you to fellowship with me as we pray for Nigeria, and we extend that prayer to the African continent, because I know that if you're listening to this podcast, deep inside you have a love for the country and or the continent. So I appreciate you for sticking around. Let's get into the prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing day, the first day of October in the year 2021. We thank you, God, because you are good, because you stand outside of time. We thank you because you are aware of this day. You knew about this day even before the foundations of the earth were laid. We thank you, God, for our country, Nigeria. We thank you for how far you have brought us. We thank you for all that we have been through. We thank you for everything that our country and our people have been through, God. We just give you all of the glory. We thank you that despite everything that's happened, you have always been faithful. We thank you because you have always heard our prayers. We thank you because you have blessed us with so many resources, natural resources, human resources all around. God, we're so grateful for all the blessings that you have deposited in our country, Nigeria. We come before you today to intercede on behalf of Nigeria, God. We pray that you intervene in the situation of Nigeria, God. We pray that you reach out your hand into that country, into the government, into the economy, into the political system, into the educational system, into the agricultural system. Every single tenet that makes up the country of Nigeria, God, we invite you to extend your hand into, to reach out to us, God, and help us out, God. We invite you into Nigeria to come and help us. God, we pray that you intervene in this country, God. Let your hand reach out into our country and heal our land, God. Heal our land of corruption. Heal our land of hatred. Heal our land of tribalism. Heal our land of evil, God. Heal our land of poverty. Heal our government of corruption. Heal our hearts of hatred and inertia and complacency, God. Heal our land, God. I am here today to pray on behalf of my country, Nigeria, God, as you have laid on my heart to do. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be saying, but I just know that I have to show up today to pray for Nigeria. Today is our Independence Day, God. We pray that you help us out. We pray that you reach out your hand and that you come and intervene in the situation of our country, God. In every single person's heart that's associated with Nigeria, whether they're a citizen of Nigeria, whether their parents were, whether their grandparents were, Nigerians in Nigeria, Nigerians in other countries, Nigerians in diaspora, God, we pray that you begin to do a work on the inside of our hearts, God. We pray that you begin to transform and you begin to heal and you begin to change, God. We can already see that you have good plans for Nigeria. You said in your word that your plans for us are for good and not of disaster. So, God, we just thank you in advance for the good that's coming towards Nigeria. We thank you for the future of Nigeria, and we thank you for the hope of Nigeria, God. We use Nigeria as a point of contact to other African countries and to the entire African continent, God. We pray that you reach out your hand and you intervene, God. We pray that you deliver the African continent from the cycle of poverty, from the cycle of evil that has continued and continued for generations, God. We know that you have good plans for the land. Your word says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth includes the continent of Africa, God. We pray that you rise up and you fight on our behalf against all the forces that have continued to help to hold us bound, God. We pray that you intervene on our behalf, God. We pray for Nigeria, the leaders all over the continent, all over the country. We pray that you begin to do a deep work in their hearts, oh God, that you begin to transform their hearts. We pray that you raise up new leaders who will direct the countries, who will direct the continents in the direction that you want them to go, God. And we just pray that you intervene in Nigeria, God. We pray that you intervene on the continent, that you let your spirit move and roam over the continent and begin to do a deep work of healing, God. We pray for our youth. We pray for the young people, those who are the future of the continent, the future of the country. We pray that you touch our hearts, that you direct us on the right path, that you teach us what to do and how to do it. You've given us these huge missions. You've given us these things that you've laid on our hearts to do. Some of us are not sure how to go about it. Some of us know that we're made for bigger. Some of us know that you have called us to a greater purpose, but we're not sure how to do it, God. We just pray that you direct us, that you teach us how to go, that you teach us the path to take, that you direct our every step, God. You see our hearts, God. You know how much we love our country. You know how much we love our continent. You know how bad things have been. God, we pray that you show up and that you help us out. In Jesus' name, amen. And God, we just pray that you help us out. We pray that you help us out. Just help us, God. Help our country, help our land, help our economy, help our government, help our continent. We know that you've created us for way more than we are exhibiting right now. We know that there's so much potential. There's so much goodness. There's so much blessing. There's so much abundance that you have deposited in our country, in our people, in our land, in our continent. And so, God, we pray that you let that abundance begin to flow through, that you begin to remove people who don't have the best intentions for the country and for the continent in mind, and that you replace them with men and with women who have you in their hearts, who are obedient and who listen to you, and people who have the best intentions for the people at heart. God, we pray that you intervene in the situation of Nigeria. Nigeria is crying out to you, God. We pray that you help us out. Help us out, God, and let all the glory belong to you eventually when it's done. We have faith and we have hope. And we trust you, God. We trust that the promises that you make in your word are true. We trust that the things that you have promised that you would do for us, you would do. And so, God, help us to continue to trust you. And even as young people, as we are becoming and growing into adulthood and trying to do things differently, we pray that you teach us and guide us on the right path. Help us not to make the same mistakes that have been made in the past, God. Direct us on a new path, a path to everything that you have in store for Nigeria, everything that you have in store for our continent, God. And God, we pray that when it happens, that we will give you all of the glory and that we will remember that it's only because of you that this has taken place, God. We love you with our whole hearts and we thank you. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing for Nigeria. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing for the African continent. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Thank you for praying with me and thank you for fellowshipping with me, and I will see you all on the next episode. Bye.